In Tosi Marceline's practice, prenatal checkups happen in the living room.
Okay, so first thing, I'm just going to get a little baseline.
Marceline is a home birth midwife. Today, her very pregnant client lies on the couch in her Sacramento home. Marceline kneels on the floor beside her. She takes out her battery-powered, handheld ultrasound machine and puts it on her client's belly.
Why don't you wiggle the baby a little bit, too?
They're doing a non-stress test on the baby. The mother gently nudges her belly so they can monitor the baby's heartbeat.
That's a good acceleration.
Tosi Marceline monitors pregnant ladies in their homes every day. And eventually, she delivers their babies there too. Dozens every year. She's been doing this for 30 years. And it shows through her calm assurance and her stories.
Your baby is fabulous.
My babies are movers.
Yeah. Here's what we know about human beings in general and babies.
Marceline's style of healthcare is very different from what you'd get in a doctor's office. Instead of a white coat, Marceline is dressed casually. She drives her Prius to her clients' homes so they don't have to wait in an office. Marceline will spend an hour with her clients, for whom she cares before, during, and after the baby's birth. Her client today, Shannon Keneally, had her first child in the hospital.
The experience in the hospital was very invasive. Like, I was trying to relax and nurse would come in and she'd flick on the lights and talk really loudly, and we're trying to talk soft and just so that I can relax.
Keneally chose to have her second child at home with Marceline as her midwife. No IV, and she wasn't hooked up to a monitor. She sewed before she gave birth in a giant tub of water. Keneally is having her third child at home, too.
I feel that birth is a natural thing, and they're trying to make it a hospital emergency every time.
But sometimes home births do become more urgent situations. Marceline says about 8% of her clients are transported to the hospital for a C-section or complications.
I still firmly feel that the best place for deliveries is in a hospital.
Dr. Ruth Haskins is a practicing obstetrician in Folsom.
We've got an operating room next door. When things unexpectedly go bad, we've got a hematologist down the hall. When a fever spikes and a rash breaks out, we've got an infectious disease specialist that can come take a look at her.
Haskin works with the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She says planned home births that unexpectedly need hospital care can create complex medical situations.
And so now a physician doesn't have any information about the patient, doesn't have any input on the initial prenatal care that's so important, and suddenly is completely responsible for the outcome. That's the situation that we would like ultimately to remedy.
That situation is part of a decades-long history of non-collaboration and sometimes outright antagonism between home birth midwives and mainstream obstetricians. Current law says midwives should be supervised by a doctor, but in reality, physician liability insurance in California doesn't cover home births. One California lawmaker is trying to foster a better working relationship between the two groups.
I mean, the bill started as really just saying licensed midwives could go order tests and buy medical supplies they needed.
Democratic Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla is proposing to rewrite the law to allow midwives to attend normal pregnancies without physician supervision. But a doctor would be involved if a woman has certain risk factors.
My hope is that more and more women will really be able to experience birth with a midwife. And whether they choose to do it at home or in the hospital, I believe midwives have a passion and a commitment to the prenatal care process and to the labor and delivery process that's really excellent.
If passed, the bill may not resolve decades of differences between obstetricians and midwives, but it would be a baby step towards more collaboration. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.